Is that on the way to Lynette? I'm trying to get you to Lynette.
Okay, that was on the way to Lynette, right?
All right, he was gradually working his way.
Well, here's the story. He went to high school and around White Plains, and then all this time he was dating my mother. He did travel some up in Stand Mountain, which is in North Alabama, to visit some relatives. So. And he was courting my mother, and then finally when he finally got the job and with a mill in the textile company, then he married and built a house and started living in Lynette. And this must have been in the early 30s.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And his occupation then is?
Textile. He's retired now, but he worked with a West Point Manufacturing Company that later merged with Pepperell to turn into West Point Pepperell for 35 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know anything about your grandparents, where they were from, first on your mother's side?
I know that my mother's grandparents lived in Roanoke, Alabama.
Your mother's grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
That is your great-grandparents.
My great-grandparents,
uh-huh.
Right. Lived in Roanoke. And I've had a cousin to follow our family tree, and that family came to Alabama from South Carolina.
Do you know anything about your actual grandparents?
Mm-hmm. Only that they were in Roanoke, and my grandfather on my mother's side owned a pipe yard where he made concrete pipe and sold to the county to go under roads and to fill in wells, well pipe, and that kind of thing. And that business just closed this past year when my uncle, that was continuing the business, had an aneurysm and had to quit work.
And this was in Roanoke,
mm-hmm.
the pipe yard?
Mm-hmm.
How'd your mother happen to have been born in Florida if they were from Roanoke, Alabama?
I never did get that story straight. Apparently my grandfather was doing some construction work.
Oh.
At some point in time.
So it was just a temporary sort of thing?
I really don't know.
Okay, do you have any
idea? I do know they started, they had to have started in Roanoke and then moved to Florida and then moved back.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it happened.
Did your grandmother ever work, do you know?
No.
And do you have any idea how much education they had?
I have no idea.
It's awfully hard to know about one's grandparents. I don't know about mine at all. How about your father's parents?
Okay. To the best of my knowledge, my grandpa, I guess you want me to use the things we call them.
Sure, yes.
Grandpa was raised and lived his entire life in, around Stroud, White Plains, Lafayette, Hickory Flat, and Standing Rock. Are all little communities up in the, most agricultural part of Chambers County.
And then your grandmother?
My grandmother's the same. As far as I know, she lived her whole life in that area.
Do you know anything about earlier generations? Do you know what business he was in?
My grandpa never did anything that I know of.
What? How did he manage that?
He had 9 kids, and I never knew of him working at anything. I know he raised some vegetables, you know, through his kids. Doing the work for the fields, and then he would sell them and, disperse the funds and feed the family.
So,
but they raised most of their food, so there wasn't a lot.
Farming, in essence, is what it was, but just self-sufficient
farming,
and they didn't need money, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All they had to buy, with staples like flour and coffee and that kind of thing.
You know anything about their education?
No, I don't. I think it was very minimal, though.
I expect, yes. Back that far, it probably would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not married?
No.
Okay. Well, could you tell me something about Lynette?